Morrow, and I'm a 15-year veteran of the Canadian Armed Forces. I currently run my own personal training company that focuses on strength and conditioning and habit-based coaching for the military, police, and EMS communities. I'm a published author of the book The Nimble Warrior, A Guide to Moving Better, Increasing Performance, and Reducing Injury, and the host of the Hard to Kill podcast. I'm a jack of all trades and a master of none, and I'm going to tell you a story of how I went from laying on my back, unable to move, to where I am today. From broken to breakthrough, this is a story about finding help. In spring 2011, I'm patrolling through the dusty Afghan desert on yet another presence patrol. We decide to take a long halt, check our gear, and as we decide to start moving again, I go to pick up my gear, and bang, my back explodes. I don't know what it is, but I know it's something serious. However, after doing just a quick damage assessment, I realize I can still move. So I said, you know what? I'll suck it up, and the next few kilometers, I'll be able to make it back to base. And I did. So the following 4 months were essentially naproxen, exercise, and ego that kept me going for those 4 months. When I got back home, I was slotted to go on my 3B warrants course, but I couldn't go because I couldn't walk properly. Fast forward a few more months, I decided, you know what? I still want to go ahead and get my commission, which is my long-term goal. So I said, you know what? I'm going to commission and I'm going to go on my phase three instead. As you can guess, that didn't work out so well either. So now I'm on the medical release train. At this point, I already have a job teaching and I've started to see a physio pretty regularly. Fast forward to 2016, my son is born and I'm beyond proud and ecstatic to finally be a dad, but there's a lingering enemy lurking the strike. And one day as I was putting on my pants to go to work, my back locked and everything changed. I couldn't work. But more importantly, I couldn't look after my son or my wife. And as a protector, I couldn't do my job. Something had to change. Once I was ambulatory again, I hired my coach to help me build myself into a man I should have been. We worked on the really basic stuff of like stepping onto a box properly, learning how to pick up things off the ground like I was a four-year-old, and just doing the real basic stuff that I just wasn't doing properly before that. Next, I needed a team of mechanics. These are the guys I like to call my back specialists. They work on me on a pretty regular basis, so that includes an osteopath, a chiropractor, and my physio. The problem was that I never took the time to ask for help with my injury to actually address it properly. Now I take my back health very seriously. With my back stable, I can now focus on other things, like my career. By 2016, I'd released from CF, which obviously was a bittersweet moment for me, and I had trained as a teacher before deploying in 2010, so I went back to my career as a high school science teacher a few months after deployment. You could probably guess that this probably wasn't the best decision I've ever made, and thinking back, I should have listened to those around me and stayed away from the teaching career altogether, but that's the luxury of hindsight, right? 2 years ago, things started to get really tough for me at work. I was getting uncharacteristically anxious before teaching. I was having to control massive angry upswells of emotion, and was a foul, miserable asshole when I came home to my wife. Things were getting so bad between us that she threatened to leave. And I was at the end of my rope. So rather than give up, we decided to get help that we needed and started seeing our therapist. This undoubtedly saved our marriage, but wasn't the easiest help to accept because my ego and stigma around therapy were preventing it from being a smooth decision. It's during this time that I was looking for something more. I always wanted to start my own business in the fitness industry, so I found POE at a random Google search and hopped on their 7-day bootcamp. This is exactly what I was looking for, and I realized how important the nurturing of the network truly was, and that going at something like starting a business on your own is a surefire way to burn out and fail. However, my career issues were not resolved, and with a lot of soul searching, I made the leap and left my career to start in a private sector. Again, there's still something that was missing there too, and I was now convinced I had to go all in on the training business. I was let go from that job and immediately found a business mentorship program that just happened to be in Spain. So I hopped on a plane and spent 4 days working with experienced entrepreneurs in the online coaching world, and making the contacts and connections that are still serving me and my business very well today. From here, the connections have come fast and furious. I work with a business coach that I discovered through my experience in Spain. Additionally, I reached out to a fellow CF veteran that was posting awesome stuff on LinkedIn, and he pointed me in the direction of a veteran that is also an experienced podcaster that had a major influence on my podcast just after 30 minutes of conversation. My book, The Nimble Warrior, put me in touch with a fellow veteran author that landed me a speaking gig on leadership at a national conference. His insights helped me get my book published as well. This month is hands down the most successful month of my life, and I feel momentum that keeps on building steam due to a constant fostering of my network and the willingness to ask for insight and help on a problem. Some help you have to pay for, and some provide you with a gold mine of value for free. However, you'll never know unless you put yourself out there and take the risk of being vulnerable and ask for the help that we all need. Thanks for listening. And if you'd like to get in touch with me, please don't hesitate. You can reach out to me at dave@davemorrow.net, or you can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Dave Morrow PT. I love the fact that POE has got involved in the podcasting scene, because honestly, podcasts have literally changed my life for the better. And I jumped on the opportunity to be able to do this quick podcast with you people. So please keep on sharing those ideas, because our community has a ton of them and we need to get them disseminated widely. So share, post, subscribe, make it happen.